this fundamental right, these so-called crusade for lifers are actually endangering the lives of millions of women, and they do not care. They are opposed to abortion rights under all circumstances, even in the cases of rape, incest, even if it's the health or the life of the woman who is at risk. And they're also opposed to birth control and sex education. So I think it is no exaggeration to say that they want to take us back to the dark ages. And unfortunately, they have friends in high places. George W. Bush just nominated John G. Roberts to stand in the Supreme Court. This is a man who actually spent a good portion of his legal career trying to overturn Roe v. Wade. And he was also an avid supporter of Operation Rescue, a homegrown terrorist organization that is best known for the physical harassment and intimidation of women trying to enter clinics, for bombing abortion clinics, and for the murder and maiming of doctors and nurses who provide abortions and work there. But I think even one of the most frightening things happening right now is there is virtually no visible organized opposition to his nomination. Already Dianne Feinstein and Senator Barbara Boxer, the pro-choice senators of San Francisco, have said that they are not planning to lead a filibuster against his nomination. So we want to say that if they are not out there to lead a filibuster against his nomination, against a nomination that is a clear threat to a woman's right to choose, then we will lead a filibuster. And that's why we're calling for women and men from everywhere who are outraged about what is going on to come to a mass open meeting that's hosted by the newly formed Abortion Rights and Reproductive Justice Network. It's going to be on August 14th. At 3 p.m. at the Women's Building. And we want to plan a mass march that we believe can bring tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of people out into the street to stand up and say no to this outrageous nomination of John G. Roberts, and no to Prop 73, a parental notification initiative that's going to be on the ballot in California this November, that if it passes, make no mistake, will endanger the safety and lives of millions of young women. So we are here to say that we want to say yes to the fundamental right of a woman to make her own decisions, because we will not go back to the deadly days of back alley abortions. Enough is enough. Not one more woman should have to face the trauma of having nowhere to turn when she needs to obtain a safe legal abortion. So people should come out, bring their ideas, bring their energy to the Women's Building on August 14th at 3 p.m. because mass action can and has changed the course of history. Emilio, D'Amelio, and I'm with the International Socialist Organization.
And where is this going to be? At
the Women's Building in San Francisco. It's on
18th Street.
Okay. It's on 18th Street.
Okay.